Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. Shakes his head at you. God never thinks less of you. God thinks highly of you. God is for you. God gave his son for you so that today you could be full of unshakable confidence and know that every need of your life has been met abundantly through the gift of his son. Amen. We are in the midst of a series right now. This is part four. I think we're going to conclude it next Sunday with part five. We're talking about your identity. It's called your real ID. And this is absolutely essential for the day we're living in. Your God-given identity is your most important possession. Nothing is more important than who God made you to be. I want to read you some statements that I've been reading at the beginning of each part just to remind you of them. I'm going to read them, then we're going to get into the message for today. But in this series, you are learning to find your true identity through relationship with Christ. And we're going to example that here in a little bit. Your true identity can only be realized through a personal relationship with Christ. He is the one who designed you. And he is the one who purposed you to be in the earth at this time. There's nothing about you that's a mistake. He's the only one who knows and understands every facet and feature of you. As you grow in your relationship with Christ, your eyes will be opened to your God-given identity. And as you realize your God-given identity, you will realize your God-given purpose. The knowledge of your God-given identity and purpose will enable you to rise above the opinions of man, the challenges that you face, and take your place in the plan and purpose of God. Last week was very powerful, and if you haven't heard, well, any one of these messages, please make sure you go back and listen to part three and part two and part one. It will give you a clearer understanding of who you are and what you've been called to do. You were created in the image of God, and you know here at Highway, we are not political. We do not want to promote religious tradition. Jesus came so that you could have a relationship with him, not a religious tradition with him. Religious tradition is a dead end. It's a hamster wheel. And we want to help get you out of that hamster wheel onto the highway of God's plan for your life. And it really begins by realizing how much he loves you. And realizing that he created you in his image and he has a divine purpose for your life. We highlighted some distinguishing features about us as human beings. We are different than any other created being. We are not animals. We are not plants. We were actually made in the image of God. And if you want to discover and walk in your true identity, it begins there, knowing that God handcrafted you, knowing that God designed you and God has a purpose for your life. And we talked last week about the three distinguishing features or characteristics of us as human beings. And number one, that we have a free will. Number two, that we have the ability to think and reason. And number three, that we have the ability to believe. And it's because of these amazing features that we have, that our true identity is not automatic. Because we can choose to believe, we can choose to think on whatever we want to think on, even if it's false, even if it's contrary.
Or to our detriment, right.
To who we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we can actually be living with a fake ID. If we listen to the opinions of man, to the voices of culture around us, to religious tradition, we will end up living with a fake ID. And we want to help you understand the priceless person that God made you to be. Man cannot define you. Man cannot understand you because man did not create you. Is it possible to put that pyramid up on the screen? Of this is an illustration of how we are made. And we're going to put it up on the screen there. It's a pyramid symbolic of our identity. And this is something so important to understand because we cheat ourselves. We actually rob ourselves if we think that we are the way that we are because of what we've been through or because of the way we feel or just because. We talked about that last week. A more accurate understanding of ourselves, instead of saying, I am the way that I am because of what I've been through or because of the way I feel, more accurately, we should say, I am the way that I am because of what I believe about what I've been through and because of what I believe about the way I feel. Our feelings and the challenges we've gone through do not define us because there is a deeper reality to you than the way you feel and what you've been through. The identity that God has given you is beneath the surface of what you've been through and beneath the surface of the way you feel. And this illustration, this pyramid that you're seeing, if you'll notice the bottom layer, that's the foundation of who we are. It's our beliefs, what we believe. And again, I'm not talking about whether you're of a certain religious tradition or of a certain political group. I'm talking all of us actually believe something. We believe a lot of things. And what we believe becomes the foundation of our identity. And then from those beliefs come the things that we choose as important, our values. And then at the very top of that pyramid, it's the only part that you can actually see, are our actions or our behaviors. Your true identity is infinitely deeper than your behavior. It's infinitely deeper than what you've been through. Your actual identity, listen closely, was given to you before you were in your mother's womb. Let's example relationship with Christ now as we read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. We made the statement that your true identity is realized through relationship with Christ. This is how we develop a relationship with Christ. We look to the Word of God, and we find the Scriptures in the Word of God that speak to who we are, to who God created us to be, like Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. And as we're reading the Scriptures, we know and believe that they're true for us today. And this is how relationship with Christ is developed. Now, not every Scripture in the Bible is true for us today. There are a lot of Scriptures in the Bible that were true for a specific time and a specific context. But this Scripture is true for us today. So it's important to understand the difference. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, and let's cultivate our relationship with Christ. before I formed you in the womb. I knew you. Do you mean that I existed before I was in the womb? Yes. Wow. So you see, culture has no idea who you are. Your own parents don't know who you are because you existed before you were in the womb. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So, you know, we take this to heart. We put our faith in the Word of God, and our relationship with Christ is cultivated. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I set you apart.
This reminds me, Joseph, of, was it Nathaniel that Jesus met, and he was, before he met a man that was going to end up being his disciple, he said, I saw you sitting under a tree.
Yep.
Jesus even saw things before the actual occurrence.
Right.
So he met Nathaniel. When he saw Nathaniel, he said, I saw you sitting under a tree. And so, you know, why can we say this is for us? Because in these verses, both in the New Testament, when Jesus said, I saw you before, and God here is saying, I knew you before, this is a characteristic and a quality of God that we should know, that before an occurrence happens, God sees or God knows.
Yeah.
And that's just an amazing quality of God, that he sees what the scripture says, the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so that's why we can apply it to us. It's not just one verse. This is a quality. This is the way God operates. This is who he is. This is what he's about.
Right.
And so we can apply that to ourselves also, that before we were even here, he knew us and he saw us.
Right.
Yeah. So good.
That's so good. That's so powerful. Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's a little reverb on Jennifer's mic. I'm not sure if that's the case or not, or just my hearing, but yes, he sees us, he knows us, he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. The Message translation says this, before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. This is relationship with Christ. We're believing what God says about us. That's the foundation of a relationship with him. Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. So how do I grow deeper in my relationship? I take time to absorb what God has said about me in his word. Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. There's great comfort in that. There's great peace in that. There's security in that. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you.
Hallelujah.
The Amplified says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you. There's your affirmation that you've been looking for.
Yeah.
It's very important if we want to be strong to receive our affirmation directly from the one who made us. And you'll take the pressure off the people around you to affirm you when you know that your Father affirmed you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you. You don't have to try and earn God's approval. It happened before you were in the womb. As my chosen instrument, and before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you. Hallelujah. This is our God-given identity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is who you are.
You said earlier, Joseph, that it brings great comfort.
Yes.
To know that God knew all about us before we were born.
Mm-hmm.
But some might be nervous at that God knows all about me, or how can it be comforting to some and a little bit scary or exposing, I guess, to others? What makes the difference between someone's response to when they hear that, that God knew all about you, that God saw you. How can one be comforted and another be a little bit nervous?
Because of his nature.
There you go.
He's perfect love.
There you go.
And we're used to dealing with people. If they know all about us, they're going to not be our friends anymore, right? They're going to be shocked by what we've done. Well, God's not like that. God's perfect love. So it's knowing his true nature that brings that comfort. Mm-hmm. He loves us. He knows all about us. That's not like, I know all about you.
Exactly.
I say, I know all about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you perfectly. And I've set you apart. I have a holy plan
for
your life.
And that allows us to relax, put the guard down.
Absolutely.
When we know that he, as you read, approves of us, that he took time, you're going to read, I see next, but took time to think about and handcraft, really, who we would become.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes all the pressure off.
Yeah, you can let your
guard
down.
It takes all the fear out of it.
Fear
out of
that.
Living.
We're not used to that.
We're not.
In a social media world, we're putting images up that we want people to see.
We're not
very comfortable with just letting the guard down and just being honest, you know.
Yeah.
So, but God, we're invited to do that before our Maker, and it's a wonderful thing.
He approves of you.
It's a wonderful.
He affirms you. He's for you. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. You see the love of the Father for
That's right.
In those verses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what brings the Bible to life is knowing how much he loves you. What takes the fear out of living in this earth and out of knowing God is knowing how much he loves you. So you cultivate your relationship by reading scriptures like this and absorb the reality of them. Take time to just soak in them. Know that they're true for you, that he loves you in this way, that he cares for you in this way, that he knit you together in your mother's womb, that you are fearfully, what does that mean? Powerfully.
Awesomely.
Wonderfully. Miraculously made.
Yes.
You're the only you God ever created. And he has a plan and a purpose for your life. So our true identity was actually given to us before we were in the womb. Now, all of us, of course, have sinned. All of us separated ourselves from God. When we sinned, we lost our God-given identity. Our true identity died. Maybe is a good way to say that. Who we were called to be died. Well, our most important possession, our God-given identity, if that's not alive, if we're not walking in the knowledge of that, we're not going to be able to respond when God calls because we don't know our name. We don't know who we are. We're not going to be able to access the things that belong to us if we don't know who we are. How do we regain our God-given identity? Because all of us have sinned. This is for every human being, regardless of what you believe or what country you live in. All of us have sinned. And I think if we'll just be honest, we know that.
Yeah.
How do we regain our true identity? our God-given identity? Well, it was choosing to believe things, like we said last week, that weren't true, that separated us from God. So we are brought back into union with God by believing what is true, by entering into a relationship with the person of truth. And always remember that. We're not about promoting a religious tradition. When we talk about truth, we're not talking about a denomination. We're not talking about a philosophy. We're talking about the person of truth, who is Jesus Christ. Truth has never been a what. It's always been a who. And truth's name is Jesus Christ. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to read verses 14 through 17. This is how we regain our God-given identity. This is how our God-given identity is raised up and made new and brought back to life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 says, Christ's love has moved me to such extremes. His love has the first and last word in everything we do. Our firm decision is to work from this focused center. One man died for everyone. That puts everyone in the same boat. He included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life. Yeah. A resurrection life. A far better life than people ever lived on their own. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons, blossoms, grows and flourishes. Look at it. You see, it's God's love that's moved us to these extremes. It's the love that God has for us that has inspired us to look beyond the exterior and to go into the deepest part of reality, well, who the Father is and what he has said. Do you know God's word is the deepest part of you? Is the deepest part of this universe what God has said? There's nothing deeper, nothing more powerful than the words that have left his lips. And when you begin to embrace the word of God that he has spoken, we've given you some powerful ones to meditate on this week. When you begin to soak in these, you begin to believe that they're true for you now, what happens? Your God-given identity that was dead is made alive. So there's the initial moment of childlike faith in Christ, where our dead God-given identity is reborn and made alive, which is what Jesus spoke about in John chapter 3. You must be born again. But following that is this burgeoning, this blossoming of your God-given identity, which comes by walking with him, meditating in what he said about you, soaking in his word. And then you begin to say it with your mouth, and you begin to believe it in your heart. And that's when this God-given identity, you begin to see buds on the leaves, and they begin to open up. And you begin to see these beautiful flowers, and you begin to smell the aroma of who you were created to be. and people start to see your God-given identity. That's how this happens, through relationship with Him.
I keep having the analogy come up of language as we're sitting here. You know, you said we begin to speak mm-hmm. God's words. We really exchange identities. We really say, I'm not going to speak of myself in this old manner.
Right.
But I'm going to find out what God says about myself, how God thinks about myself, what God intended for myself, and I'm going to choose that language. And once you learn that language, so here's a funny example. Years ago, one of our children was 4, and we went to Epcot. And how many of you have ridden that Epcot ride, the inside the ball, you know, and you go around? Oh, well, when you first get in the little car, you have the option to pick a language, right?
Yeah.
And I had a 4-year-old who just chose some, like, Japanese or Chinese,
some Eastern language, yeah.
So we rode that whole Epcot ride not having a clue of what they were saying or what we were looking at. So we pushed the wrong button. We weren't listening to the right language.
Yeah.
And we missed out the whole experience.
So
but you said when you're born again, it's like when you make that selection.
Yes.
The moment that you're born again, you say in your heart by faith, I'm making the choice to come under God.
Yes.
And then as you say, once I begin to speak that language, then the nuances and the intricacies of language, now I begin to understand more. I begin to express more. I begin to be more in line with of what God's intention was for me because I started by pushing the right button.
Yeah.
And then as I, now I got the right language. Now I can really understand life. I can understand myself because I have God's words now instead of being in the dark like we were on that Epcot ride.
That's so good. That's so good. God speaks the language that you need to be the person you were created to be. His word is the language that you need to unlock, raise up, and bring to the surface your God-given identity. Just a couple more scriptures, actually one more passage here before we conclude for today. And this is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I want you to notice the difference between conforming and transforming. To conform to the pattern of this world is to listen to the voice of this world. And that will change you from the outside.
Right.
That will change you. So if you begin to listen to the way this world thinks, you will be changed.
Yes.
And your exterior will change. That's being conformed. But if you will listen to the language of your Heavenly Father, to His Word, you will actually not be conformed, but transformed. And that Greek word there is the word metamorpho, which is the transformation that happens when a caterpillar is transformed into a butterfly. That's the process that takes place in us when we listen and soak in and believe and speak the Word of God.
You become a whole different thing.
Yeah, absolutely, than what we were.
A new creature, the Bible says, right? A whole different thing.
And all of us need this.
That's right.
Every human being needs to be transformed.
Everyone.
All of us. This is for everybody. This is not for just the so-and-so or just this demographic or that nation. It's for every human being. I like how the New Century Version says it. It says, do not be shaped by this world. Instead, be changed within by a new way of thinking.
Hallelujah.
Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. You will know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. The Passion Translation says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you.
That's excellent. Excellent.
Why would we want to stop imitating that? Because it's going to conform your identity. And your God-given identity is going to be get covered in a bunch of man-made ideas.
I mean, how many people do we know, Joseph, that looked outside
sure.
to culture,
yeah.
conformed to that yeah. ideal, mm-hmm. and then end up being disappointed anyway?
Sure.
Like they thought, if I could just be like this, that'll fix it. But mm-hmm. when they got there mm-hmm. and made the complete confirmation, not conformed, not transformation, but mm-hmm. they squeezed themselves, pushed themselves, forced themselves into this image that they thought mm-hmm. would be satisfying, yeah. be fulfilling, ended up not being. Why? Because that changed all your outside and you never dealt with the inside. Mm-hmm. And so many people do this, you know, and you have, feel free, you know, you can change. you can change, but you can conform to all kinds of different things. There are people that I know I did. I listened to punk for a while. Then I listened to R&B for a while. You know, it's just music, but all of these things, like I chose these different expressions, but you know, the real change that needs to happen mm-hmm. comes from the inside. Your inside, that is informed by God and His words, will then transform who you are from the inside out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just feel that there may be people listening today, and I want you to know that God sees you. He, just like we said earlier, He saw you and knew you before you were you. And He loves you. He approves of you. He is for you. He has faith in your direction for you to be the true you that He has intended. That's what His faith is for, that you would, your eyes would open and that you would be transformed and made into the image that He has created and intended and designed for you. And the way to do that is through Jesus, His Son, and knowing Him and surrendering and saying, God, through Jesus, I give my life to you and I transform. I give you the authority and the power to transform my life into the beautiful thing that you've intended. And that takes trust and it takes honesty, but He's a loving God as we found yes. today. And He's just waiting for you to find peace, for you to find fulfillment, for you to find that assurance and that knowing on the inside that I am who God made me to be. Hallelujah. I just felt I wanted to direct that to someone today. If you're there listening, God loves you. Choose Him today. Surrender your life to Him today and come into the fullness of who He created you to be. Amen.
Yeah, and let the power of His love transform you.
That's right.
Just let him do it. I want to read.
Yeah. So good.
The rest of that is very powerful.
So good.
Says, stop,
say it again.
Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. What's the alternative?
Yes.
But be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's where you want to live.
That's right.
That's who you are. Inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a
Hallelujah.
Total reformation of how you think.
So good. So good.
Yeah. So we do have to change the way we think. Mm-hmm. We do have to embrace what God has said. And that takes time. But it's the power of His Spirit that'll do that work in you. All He asks you to do is believe. To learn His word. To learn what He said about you. To learn who He is. To learn what He accomplished for you. One more time, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. God has a beautiful life for you. And if you will believe that He loves you, if you will believe that He is good, that He did come, that you might have life and life abundantly, and you will take time to listen to messages like this, and then make note of the scriptures that we've gone over, and then later on today and this week, take time with those scriptures. Jeremiah 1:5, Psalm 139, 13 through 18, 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 17, Romans 12, 1 through 2. Take time and soak in those. And as you do that, you're changing the way you think, and the power of the Holy Spirit will begin working in you, and He will bring you into this beautiful life that He's prepared for you. Father, we thank You so much for the beautiful life that You have prepared for each of us. And Lord, it's not by our own wisdom. It's not by our own strength. It's by Your grace. Mm-hmm. You gave us Your Son. It's the gift of Your righteousness. It's the abundance of Your grace. You gave us Your Spirit. Your Spirit guarantees this beautiful life. Mm-hmm. And we thank You, Father, for giving us this guarantee, Your very Spirit, to unfold and blossom and cause to burgeon inside of us this beautiful life. We thank You for it, Father. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father.
Hallelujah.
We worship You today, Lord. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We worship You and magnify Your name.
Hallelujah.
We thank You, Lord, for speaking to each person in this Highway family.
Yes.
Each person listening to this message, that they would know You have a beautiful life.
Yes.
For them. You have a beautiful life for them, that they would let go of everything that is contrary to who You are and embrace You today. That they'd stop looking around for answers and realize You are.
Hallelujah.
The one they've been looking for.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. If you've made a decision today about your identity, if you've made a choice today, we want to hear about that. We invite you to contact us and tell us of what God is doing in your life and how your eyes are opening to this word concerning your identity. We are so honored to be able to deliver this word to you, as I'm thinking again that we said it's for every person. Mm-hmm. And God wants for every person to know this liberty and freedom in identifying with Him, having your identity from Him. If this is something that you're choosing today, please tell us about it, that we can pray for you and just see you continue in this burgeoning, beautiful life. We want to encourage you in that. So thank you. Ooh, thank you, Lord, for changed lives today.
Of course, you can contact us through our live platform. You can contact us online.
Hallelujah.
There are several ways. You can email us at info@highwaychurch.us. Several ways you can do that. And a wonderful joy of this beautiful life is worshiping Him with our money.
Mm-hmm.
He is our provider. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not lack. Never lacking, shall not lack, always in the black. He has provided for us. And we have chosen Him as our inheritance. We have chosen Him as our provider. We have chosen Him as our portion. And He is beyond your greatest dreams. He is beyond your greatest imagination. What He has for you is exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all you can ask or think. So I hold my phone up as we worship God with our money, because we do our transactions digitally. And if you're on our live platform, you can give right there. You can also give on our website, highwaychurch.us/give. You can worship by text, 508-502-7733. All the information is there on your screen. You can also send a check in the mail made out to Highway Church to our mailing address. And we invite you to enjoy God as your provider. And this is our relationship in action. Mm-hmm. Let's worship him together. Mm-hmm. Father, we come before you. We thank you for this beautiful life that you prepared for us. And Lord, we worship you with our money. Lord, we bring you 10% right off the top. And we worship you with it, Lord, 10% of our revenue. And we bring you offerings on top of that, Lord God, because you're just so good. We give to you hilariously, Lord. We give to you joyously today. We worship you fearlessly today. We bring our money unto you, and we sow it into this kingdom, your kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that this message that's too good to not be true would spread like fire throughout our nation and around the world, that countless men and women and young people and children would know you and live the beautiful life that you came to give them. Mm-hmm. It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray, Father, and we give. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We declare, Highway Church, that mortgages are paid in full, debts are paid in full, that investments will increase beyond what you've dreamed. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank the Father for increasing you financially, for increasing you spiritually and mentally and physically. We thank him for wholeness in your body. We bless you. We bless your families. We thank you for healthy, strong families, Father. We thank you for healthy, strong people. We thank you for wholeness and victory in every member of this Highway Church family in Jesus' name. Wednesday night, guys, 7:00 Eastern Standard Time, we're going to conclude our Bible study series, Forever Righteous. Don't miss it. We love you. We'll see you then. God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.